doesn't.
It's great that you're gay and you're proud and you like to swing your wang around and all that jazz.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart.
You're sexy and tattooed and delicious.
And Larry Mead.
Hey guys, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Let's go. Awesome. Let's go get some new sneakers.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Here's Nate.
That's right. We're back for another episode of The Nate Darling Show, coming to you almost live with my brand new microphone. I love it.
And your brand new cat.
And my brand new cat, Ace.
Not Ace of Base.
No. No, I adopted Ace last week and brought him home on Friday, and he's still getting acclimated to the apartment and finding his way around and playing with things he shouldn't and being places he shouldn't, because he's a cat.
But he's so cute.
It's like a safari. He's on a safari.
He's on something. He's so little. Yeah, he's 8 or 9 weeks old, so he's a tiny little guy, a little tiger kitten. And he's got a little kink in his tail.
I was just going to say that. You can feel the little weird kink in his tail.
Nate has a kinky pussy.
His,
You just can't get enough.
I can't. That joke never gets old.
Yeah, okay. He was at the Sacramento City shelter, and he liked me, and I liked him, aww. So I brought him home.
You did good. He's wicked cute.
See if we can pick this up on mic a little bit.
Oh, he's purring.
See, the new mic picks that up. The old mic would not have picked up the purring meow like that. So, yeah, Ace is his name, and
I saw the sign.
I will turn your microphone off. Not above doing that. Done it before. I will do it again. So that's what that was. That was the whole deal with that.
This is going to be an interesting show because he is energetic.
He is. He's full of energy, and he's attacking things he shouldn't. And
earlier, he was smacking my headphone ears because I guess they were fascinating.
Yeah, he'll smack things. That's
Gota Khan Botas, or in English, Puss in Boots.
So
my Spanish is dramatically improving.
Okay. Want to remind everybody that if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, do like Mel does and go through NateDarlingShow.com. Click the tab that says Shop Amazon Through Us. You get the same great prices that you always get from Amazon, and it helps out the show. Mel, I know you bought some things. Brand new ceiling fan I saw.
We got, and I have to say that Paul bought and ordered through the Nate Darling Show because he was feeling like everyone was giving me credit for both the pot rack and the ceiling fan, but he actually is responsible for both of those amazing new items. And our new fan is uber modern and super cool. And my girlfriend Erica just bought a baby car seat thing for her car, also on Amazon through the Nate Darling Show.
Oh, Erica, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you. So if anybody's wondering, the only reason I know that it was Mel or Paul in this case that bought it, it's because I immediately saw pictures on Facebook of the new fan installed.
So
I'm like,
cool,
oh,
right?
That's who bought it. Yeah, it looks really great. It looks like something that would slice and dice as opposed to just cool the air.
Yeah, it's super quiet. It does a really strong breeze, and it looks all modern and shiny like it's off of a spaceship or something.
It's fancy. So Mel, you had a weekend of improv.
I did a good weekend of improv.
Yay!
Tell us a little bit about the Lady Business show.
Lady Business went really well. We had two really smart hermit crabs in one scene that was one of my favorite scenes of the evening. We also had an Indiana Jones type boulder scene where I got to play the part of the boulder.
Ooh, you need to update your resume.
I know, it was really
skills and talents.
It was a good show, and then ACL afterwards was also a really good show. And our Lady Business shirts came in, and people actually bought our shirts, and it was so exciting.
Your guys are a big deal.
Yeah,
we have shirts.
We have shirts here too. You can buy them at the Zazzle store. Links on NateDarlingShow.com for that as well.
Yeah, it was a good weekend of improv. I was nice. Really happy with it.
That's good.
Woo!
That's excellent. Coming up this weekend, I've got the In Your Facebook show, which will be Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. And Anna Cooperation League is on right after that. So you can get your tickets for that over at saccomedyspot.com. You can also find the link for that on NateDarlingShow.com. So there's reasons to go places. Oh, look. Shockingly, Larry did not silence his phone before we started here. I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Though the shocking part was it was not in his hand when it went off.
People.
You are like a black guy with a Bluetooth earpiece in Walmart. I swear.
People get angry when I don't respond.
Well,
angry is a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, Ace is balancing on my shoe right now. It's pretty cool.
He's attacking Mel's shoelaces is really what's going on there. You're very lucky because he's the kind of cat who doesn't have his claws out all the time, which is very nice of him, because if he did, you'd have all sorts of marks in your ankle right now.
Yeah, my cat that I had for years had really long, horrible claws that were always out, and I ended up with gashes.
Yeah, that can be rough. So he's a good little dude. Now, speaking of dudes, Larry, our dude on the road, was in Sin City this weekend.
I sure was.
What was exciting going on there?
Vegas was fun. It was a really good time. It was warm. Sunday was warm. I did a lot of swimming. I did a lot of swim coaching. There was someone who didn't know how to do fly or breast or back, so I taught them. So that was fun. It was good. It was. I got very drunk on Friday night. Like, I haven't gotten that drunk in quite some time. Like, kind of crazy drunk. So that was fun. And then Saturday, I saw Battleship, which was kind of fun. It was actually not that bad of a movie, shockingly, which is really funny to say that after you go see a movie. But we went out to dinner, and then we took a straight couple to a gay bar for the first time. And we were telling them horrific lies before we went, like the Village People come on and YMCA, if you don't do the letters, they'll ask you to leave. Like, it's a very important thing. They're all scared. But after six apple teenies, this wife of the husband we were with was giggling. And whenever straight people who don't know a lot of things about gay people get drunk, they feel the need to play the question game about sex. So that was fun. And I saw some merengue. And Friday night, I went to a Mexican park to see someone play soccer. And Mexican parks are interesting. Like, well, not really Mexican parks, I guess parks with Mexicans. Yeah. There was a woman selling corn on a stick. And when you bought it, there was this big tub of yellow stuff. It looked like it was butter, but it was butter and water mixed together. It makes sense, right? Except after you bought the corn and ate some of it, people would come back and dip the corn back in the liquid.
Ew.
Yeah.
That reminds me, though, of when Becca was here talking. Didn't she say there was something like that where you'd buy ears of corn on the side of the road in India?
Yeah. It's similar.
Yeah.
And then Friday night, we ended up going to Vegas. Just opened a new, it's called Dragon Bowl. It's drag queens. It's like a club, but it's like, have you ever been to one of those like higher end bowling places? It's more like a club bowling alley.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with drag queens. So that was fun. And
okay.
Oh, and because of you, I saw the most exotic Marigold Hotel.
Isn't it amazing?
It was really good.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
I cried.
Ugh, go see it.
I was also probably like 30 years the youngest person in the theater.
Oh, yes.
It was all women over 70.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's killing at the box office.
It was really good.
Did that make you feel good, Mel, to be that much younger than everybody in the theater, or was it kind of weird?
No, it made me feel young and, and vibrant and vigorous.
When Adam and I went, it felt like we were at church. Oh, and I'm never going to hear an argument again about rude, like, teenage moviegoers, because when you go to a movie, because we went to the one at Towers and the big one, old people can't sit through 2 hours, so they go to the bathroom 29 times.
And there was a lot of, what did he say?
What?
Who? What did he say?
They can't, some don't forget to turn off their cell phone. Like, literally, if it was like, I felt like I should have been like, people, don't you have better manners? Aren't you supposed to be the greatest generation? Like,
look, they won World War II. They don't need to be polite now.
And you don't need to like, I hate when people forecast out loud what's happening in a movie, especially when it's like 8 years after you've already done it. It's just even more annoying at that point. So, but it's such a good movie. Don't let the old people scare you. That should be the tagline of the movie, actually.
Don't let the old people scare you.
Nate, darling, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty much hanging out with Ace here, because when you bring a new kitten home, you have to, first of all, they tell you when you adopt an animal at the shelter, because they get neutered. Basically just before you pick them up, if they're young or if they haven't been spayed or neutered. So they tell you to make sure that you have plenty of time to spend with him. And I knew he was just coming out of his neutering, and but I picked him up, and when they pulled him out of the cardboard carrier, it was a little small. It was probably about the size of two big shoe boxes is the carrier that you bring him home in. And he was already full of energy, like he was mewing, and the vet pulled him out and he started purring, and she's like, well, because the other people that were adopting a cat had adopted about a 9-month-old female cat, and they showed the incision on the cat's belly, and they're like, well, you have to make sure that stays clean and don't let her be too active. And then they pull this guy out, and she's like, well, Him, he can pretty much do what he wants. And he was, because it's just two little stitches, one for each little cat ball that was removed. Mm-hmm. And so he's been full of energy, but he mewed in the car all the way home. It was a little bit like when I was carrying him out to the car. Remember the scene from Christmas Vacation with the package? And they're like, she wrapped up the damn cat. It was like that because the box was moving everywhere and he was mewing inside of it.
Aww.
And he was mewing all the way here from...
And you weren't tempted to let him out and let him wander around the car?
No, God, you don't do that with a cat. That's
my
silly.
My cat used to. He used to rest on my shoulders when we'd go on road trips and look out the window.
Well, that kitten is 8 months old and he's never been outside of an enclosure. So once I got him here into the apartment, he was cool. You know, I picked him up out and he started purring and, you know, I brought him around the apartment and sort of got him acclimated to everything. But Friday, basically, he was in physical contact with me almost the entire time. And Saturday, he explored out a little bit more on his own, so he wasn't, like, on top of me all the time. And then Sunday, I left for a couple of times for, like, an hour or so at a time because I knew when Monday came, I was going to have to go to work.
Yeah, and he'd have to be alone.
Yeah, so... And
he just jumped on Larry, and Larry almost screamed.
He's a mighty jumper.
Carefully doesn't knock over your water
you
there.
Water?
Do not give him water out of a cup. Jesus.
Are you supposed to train him that way?
Yes, that's exactly what I want. I want a cat who can't keep his face out of a human cup.
Larry also asked earlier if you fed him mice, so
you
there
do
you
it
go.
To snakes.
Well, he's not a snake. He's a cat. Basically what I did is I pulled a package of fake mice out.
Stop feeding him out of your cup.
And, oh, this is going to be...
You're
I don't
teaching him bad habits.
Which one of those two has less focus ability, do you think, Mel, really?
Larry.
Larry, you're the eight-week-old kitten.
Larry.
Do not... Seriously?
I'm letting him look at it. I'm not going to let him drink it.
That's even worse.
You don't want him to put his face in.
Yeah, you don't want
to
tempt him like that.
I can't do it.
So...
We trained our dog how to drink out of cups and use silverware.
Well, that's if that's your dog,
not
that's
you,
fine.
So I guess eat off of silverware is the more accurate description.
So, yeah, and then basically I spent the whole weekend with Ace getting him all acclimated to everything. Now he's climbing all over the place. He has absolutely no self-control. I know.
Meow.
It's a picture. So he's just roaming around and mewing and right now.
Ooh,
because
he's going to don't jump. Don't jump. No, my God, he's going to jump. Did you see him?
I think he almost jumped. I think you talked him down. So yeah, that was my weekend. My weekend was basically spending the weekend with Ace and getting him comfortable being in the house.
I have one random update I didn't share, and I have to share it because I'm mega butch. On Sunday, we went to go help a friend who's buying horses, and we helped him sell a horse corral, but it collapsed. It was funny, but I felt like a cowboy because I was being very strong and holding things and lifting stuff up. It was a disaster. It was rather funny. But like literally because the poles weren't concrete yet and all of a sudden it just fell and like everyone was like, "We're alive!" Because it collapsed.
Oh my God.
We should have filmed it because it would have been YouTube amazing.
There you go. Speaking of amazing, there's a man in Tennessee who is pleading with the state to help him pay for child support. That's because he has 30 kids.
Oh, my God.
By 11 different baby mamas.
Oh, my God.
Here's the report from Memphis.
Tennessee man holds a county record in Knoxville. Listen to this. He's the father of 30 children, and he's only 33 years old. Desmond Hatchett was back in court this week pleading with the state to help him pay his child support. He's the father of 30 kids with 11 different women, and each of them wants support. The state already takes half his paycheck and divides it up. His oldest child is only 14. His youngest is a toddler. There is nothing the state can do to make him stop having more kids. He has not broken any laws.
But he hasn't learned any lessons.
No, he hasn't.
And the newswoman, even though she's supposed to be like whatever impartial, looked so annoyed.
Is he attractive?
No.
Oh.
He's obviously attractive enough. He explained how it all happened. Well, you know what we mean. And this is what he said. I had four kids in the same year, twice.
That's sick. What's I mean?
Hold on, that's only
that's
eight.
Just stupid.
Right. That's just
that's
two
just
different
eight
years
of them in 2 years.
Yeah. So the kids age from toddlers to 14.
Oh.
The last time he was in court was in 2009, at which time he only had 21 kids. So he's had, he's had nine kids in the last 3 years.
That's a lot of kids.
He only has a minimum wage job, too, which means some of the moms receive as little as $1.49 a month.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious, and he wants the state to help him pay child support.
And this is why I'm only half joking when I say certain people should be automatically sterilized.
As a Jewish person, I find that somewhat shocking. Mm. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just played your Jew card a little.
Give me a break. I feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for the moms.
It is tragic.
And he wants help. He's the one doing it. He's doing it to himself.
Right.
Well, if he were just doing it to himself, it wouldn't be that big a deal. But he keeps having sex with other people. I think at a certain point, you get to choose. Either you are physically or chemically castrated. You get the choice. And I'm not sure exactly at what point that comes, but somewhere around 15, I would, you know, once I'm going to go 9. Once you can feel the baseball team,
right,
and you're not supporting any of them. And you've never been married to any of the mothers of any of them.
And how dare he be like, I want help paying for all these kids that I made completely irresponsibly.
Well, he's got a minimum wage job. And if they're taking half of his pay, I don't know how he's even subsisting himself.
So why aren't we more upset at that?
That he's only got a minimum wage job?
You can be employed full time and make a minimum wage job and almost not live.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
that he's
when you're paying for 30 children.
It's
right.
True. This is where I say it's very lucky that gay men can't get pregnant, because if gay men got pregnant as much as they have sex as straight people did, the world would be populated by gaybies.
Well,
I'm serious.
If gay men were irresponsible about reproduction, yes. That's what goes to this thing. This guy just refuses to obviously practice any sort of birth control.
Maybe condoms hurt his wiener.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. You know what else hurts his
wiener?
And
then I want everybody else to take care of it.
Mm. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So congratulations, man in Tennessee, father of 30
he
kids.
He must rake in the gifts at Father's Day.
Those women should put up like posters to warn everybody else in town.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody in town knows him at this point.
Yeah.
So that's that guy. Another African-American male
news.
Oh,
that's racist.
He is, and this is another story about an African-American male. Will Smith, who has children that he does support, he's out supporting Men in Black 3, and a Ukrainian reporter got a little too close to him at the Moscow premiere, earning a shove and a light slap from the angry movie star, who was clearly annoyed at having a strange man kiss him repeatedly on the face. Here's some of the footage from TMZ. We'll see if you can hear a little bit of this. Let it play here.
You can hear the slap. Like, it's loud enough that you can hear it on the mic.
It's annoying.
It's a very light slap.
And
I mean,
to be fair, the guy who did it, that's his shtick. That's what he does to every single person.
Yeah, well, that means he's an asshole.
Yeah.
So,
but it's his thing.
I don't care. If your thing is being an asshole, you're still an asshole.
I don't know if kissing someone's being an asshole.
Well, it is if you're coming up to people that you don't know and doing that to them.
You obviously have never been to some of the parties I've been at.
Well, anyway, can't have the media. But anyway,
it's scary and it's threatening and it's sort of an invasion of space and weird. And, you know, the thing is, if he just kissed, I mean, he went in and Will did hug him and allowed him to kiss him on the cheek. It's when he went to brush lips with him that Will
that was the thing.
What would happen if it was a girl?
Oh, I think of this. I think, he probably wouldn't have slapped her, but he would have been like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy was being very physically aggressive with Will Smith.
Yeah.
He could have been afraid of him.
I'm going to start greeting both of you with big kisses.
See, but I wouldn't mind.
Ooh, Nate, darling, I'm not going to mention names, but there is someone that is listening to this podcast.
Okay.
And who thinks you are dreamy as hell.
Is this person a male or a female?
I will say it's a person.
With a penis.
I will say he's an architect. He has a very nice life.
Well,
he
good
just
for him.
Bought a second vacation home. So if you're thinking, if you ever want to take a ride on the other dude's side, I'm just saying. And want to live in San Diego.
That's very flattering and all, but I was born this way, Larry.
We accept you for being straight.
No, thank you. I
just
appreciate
know you
that.
Have an admirer in San Diego.
Well, that's nice. That's good to know. Almost blush worthy.
Aww.
Hey, Larry, quit pushing your lifestyle on Nate. He's here. He's straight.
Get used
masturbate.
To it.
Masturbate. Hey.
8 girls. Not African-American. These are 8 Asian girls pull what some people are calling the best yearbook prank ever. I don't know. I think it's the best yearbook prank that doesn't get you suspended for graduation.
Yeah, that's actually the fun. That's what they should really
And wait till you hear my complaint about this, because you're just going to punch me in the face.
I don't know that I will. They have different friends and different interests, but nothing brings high school students together like alphabetical order. And for 8 students at a California high school with the same last name, Gwyn, N-G-U-Y-E-N, it was obviously that their wallet-sized snapshots would be sharing the same yearbook page. So instead of exerting their individuality with the standard Grateful Dead quote and a prom-worthy updo, they decided to join forces for the ultimate prank. Alexandra, Angela, Angelica, Elizabeth, Emily, Isabella, Madeline, and V. Gwen all wore the same black off-the-shoulder dress, same hairstyles. and then to finish it off, they figured out where they would be in alphabetical order and had the one-liner under their photos that they divided up 2 sentences that made that made this statement. It read, "We know what you're thinking, and no, we're not related."
It is really cute.
That's pretty awesome. It's pronounced Wynn. Like Andy Wynn, the vegetarian.
Oh, and Dustin Wynn, from 21
Jump Street. My only issue is when I looked at it, of course, because I'm all picky, is that one girl's hair is part in the middle and one girl's part is on the opposite side from everybody else. And I would have loved it if they were all posed exactly the same. I just think it would have been more clever.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of a petty complaint.
I know, but some of them are facing one way, some of them are facing the other. I think if you're going to do it perfect. You know what I mean? I know that's stupid, but if you're going to do it perfect, right?
Well, I suppose. I mean, I guess that's why they're still in high school. They've still got a lot to learn. They're still kids, Mel.
Like, I would have been like, okay, everybody hair check beforehand, everybody face to the left, you know, everybody do the same pose.
Right, but you have to remember, when you're getting your high school picture taken or your senior picture taken, it's not like the other years of high school where you're just going into like the gym or wherever and getting it done. When you're getting your high school picture taken, everybody's going to like the portrait studio of their choice at a different time. So they may not have just thought to coordinate, hey, I'm going to get sort of my left profile and I'm going to get my right profile.
I would have. Well, I'm more anal though.
Yeah, you are.
I thought, yeah.
Speaking of anal, Larry, what?
Well, in Ohio, I don't know if it's a big deal here, but senior pictures in high school, were they a big deal when you were in high school, Mel? Like you got like the 20 changes of clothes and like you were like a model for the day.
No.
See, I feel like that started right after you because my sister was right after. Was that like that in Vermont?
Well,
your senior pictures, you literally got like 10 changes of outfits and
you know, the thing
different
is,
settings.
I don't know that I'm a good judge of that because I was, you know, I had a single male parent and he sort of said, do it, whatever. And I didn't know what to do or how to do my hair or how to do makeup. I didn't have anybody to help me. So I just went and did a freaking picture. So maybe it was big for other kids.
Yeah.
But we didn't have kids that did like in their cheerleading outfit with their pom poms. I mean, it was just a headshot.
Oh, no, you had it. Well, at my school, you did that. But then you had like senior pictures where like there's pictures of me outside at a park with a stream and then like in a Roman Coliseum with pillars and what, some with my dog.
I don't think we had that.
I went to a snotty boy school.
Basically, to answer your question, we could do pretty much what we wanted. It was because like the photographers in town had their senior picture packages that they were selling to people. So you could do 1 outfit, 2 outfits. You could change your tie if you wanted. But going to a Catholic private school, there was some sort of, there was a bit of a limitation. I don't remember now because it's been a while exactly what the limitations were. But it wasn't like we could go and hang out like in cargo shorts in the park and sit on a rock. But we did have a lot more freedom to do what we wanted. And basically, if you wanted to go to a photographer and pay for a bunch of stuff, you could do whatever you wanted. But you just got the one picture in the yearbook that was the senior picture.
Yeah, I think that's how we were. I mean, it was just a headshot and a thing, but I think people did like whole photo shoots.
In college, I'm not in my senior yearbook in college because I rescheduled my photo maybe 12 times because I kept doing other stuff. And the last time I could have taken it, my friends were going out and I decided that doing jello shots for them was more important than a yearbook photo.
I don't even remember such a thing as a college yearbook or that there was an option for that.
We had one, but I don't know of any of my friends that actually took advantage of it. And I accelerated for myself, so I actually graduated a semester earlier than I was going to. So basically, I would have showed up with a bunch of people that I didn't really know. Right. So I'm like, eh, whatever. That's another story. But now it's time for the original segment on the show. It's time for
Cool
E.
Cool.
Whoa. All right, first up in Cooler Tool this week, the dude with 30 kids for being so damn fertile.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Larry, go ahead and start.
Cool. Power to the wiener. No, obviously Tool, because I should not support his sex addiction.
Good point, Mel.
I second. He's a total tool.
He's an absolute tool, and not being fertile, that's great and all, but the fact that he's so irresponsible with his fertility is really the problem.
Yep.
I mean, if you only have a minimum wage job, you should probably break out a little bit of your money for a condom or gas to drive over to Planned Parenthood. I know it's Tennessee, and it may be harder to go to a Planned Parenthood, but there are plenty of places where you can get free condoms. Roll one on and I don't know, stop after 10 or 12 kids. Don't roll yourself out to 30 kids. I mean, that's just mind-blowing.
I think the state should give him a payment if he gets a vasectomy.
That could be, but I don't think that would actually pass muster, because I think the ACLU would step in and say, no, you can't do that.
The American Cock Liberty Union?
Whatever. Next up in Cooler Tool, Will Smith for defending his personal space. Mel.
I say cool. I mean, I get it that this is this guy's shtick. He reminded me a little of the whole sort of Borat thing, like making people as uncomfortable as possible just to film the hilarity of it. But I think Will stood up for himself, and I watched, you know, the first time I watched the video, I didn't exactly see what was going on. But the second time, you really do see the guy go to sort of brush across his face, and I would have been really offended too. Just because he's a celebrity doesn't mean he deserves to be sexually assaulted, which is kind of what that was.
Yeah, that was a lot, and I would say Will Smith is absolutely cool, because it's not like he hauled. When I saw he slapped somebody, I'm like, oh, okay, well, what's this going to be? When I actually saw the video, it was the lightest backhand end of the fingers, like, hey,
almost
man,
a
that's
shove.
Yeah, it wasn't like I was expecting an open hand slap to the face, and that's not at all what.
Well,
we got.
Other thing was it seemed to be after that happened, as he walked away, his handlers were asking him if he wanted the guy removed, or if he wanted to do something more about it, and he let it go, you know, and he just moved on. So he could have handled it, you know, he could have been a dick. He could have had the guy arrested potentially for assaulting him, I suppose.
Yeah. Well,
and he was just like, no, it's fine. It's over. It's done. It's handled. You know, he dealt with it himself and stood up for himself, and that's that. And good for him.
Larry, what do you think?
I'm going to say Tool. One, just because I thought it was kind of a douchey thing to do. And two, Will Smith is a closeted Scientologist, and his kids go to a Scientologist school.
Well, what do you mean he's a closeted Scientologist?
He has never claimed to be a Scientologist, but he's given over $1 million to the Scientologist school that his kid goes to.
Well, what does that have to do with this incident?
Yeah.
I don't like Scientologists.
No. So you're prejudiced.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, in Cooler Tool this week, the clever Asian girls, for their yearbook prank. Larry?
Cool as hell.
Mel, what do you think?
Well, they're not tools, but it could have been cooler. But I'll give them a cool, but it could have been cooler. I would have made it awesome.
I'm going to go with cool, because not taking themselves too seriously was kind of cool. I think people making such a big deal of it, because I saw a lot of media reports of it. I'm like, really? Is it really that worth that much attention and energy? But the girls, I think they were pretty cool.
Do you like Asian girls?
I like all girls, Larry.
Would you date an Asian girl?
Of course. I will date any lady that I find attractive who isn't a biatch.
Do you find Connie Chung attractive?
She's a little old for me, but back in the day she was a good looking lady, yeah.
Wouldn't you say, though, in general, I just think Asian women are beautiful. I just think they are.
You know, I think that's a pretty broad brush to paint with.
Do you know who I think are really pretty? Like Korean girls, but because I like Korean girls when they're a little bit chubby. I think like
Margaret Cho,
a chubby Korean girl is hot.
Yeah. So Margaret Cho is what you're saying.
Mud banger.
Okay. Now as a palate cleanser, it's time for the Iron Sheik tweet of the week.
Yay.
The Iron Sheik is a man with many varied interests. And, yesterday, Monday night, he was dealing with three different things and taking them all in. And he tweeted this: I watched the OKC Laker WWE Raw and Bachelor show to make the world know Shecky the real.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah. He was watching the NBA, WWE Raw, and The Bachelor. he's probably the only one who had that trifecta of viewing last night.
Some gay jocks.
Because that's an odd grouping, but it would be pronounced Sheiky.
We watched the basketball game. Did you see that cool shot where the guy blocked the shot and the guy basically had him around the waist and he still made the basket?
It was impressive.
It was so cool.
I actually missed it. I was watching the Angels A's game last night, although I don't know why, because my Angels are playing like poop.
I'm going to see, I'm going to mess this up, Manny Ramirez?
Yeah.
This weekend at the River Cats game.
You're one of those.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's exciting. A bandwagon. Is that what you, I don't know.
Yeah, the people are all excited about a guy who's almost 40 years old, is coming off his second suspension for performance-enhancing drugs.
But he's a good player.
No, he's not a good player anymore. He used to be a good player when he was on the juice, but the Dodgers had had enough of him and basically were like, enough of this. And last year when he was in Tampa Bay, he was playing like crap before they before he quote-unquote retired, because he had another drug suspension coming down.
Well, all I know is I don't know shit about baseball, but Paul said, did you want to go to a game this season? And I said, yes, if we can have lots of snacks. And he said, we could go.
Are you going to have a dinger dog?
I'm going to eat everything. I'm so excited. I'm going to eat every snack they offer.
They supposedly win, like, they have the best snacks of almost any ballpark in the country.
They have the burger that's in the donuts.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited.
Yeah, the dinger dog is a huge, huge hot dog.
It's a big wiener.
And does it come with like all the goodness on it, or do you just
you can put on it whatever you want?
Yeah, you just have to, when you eat it, you have to remember to like loosen your jaw a little bit at first, and then just like work into it and just breathe through your nose.
Is it super fat or is it super long?
Both.
It's hearty. It's a thick. Wiener.
It's a very thick and long hot dog. And the other thing is, it's on a big roll.
I'm looking forward to wrapping my mouth.
Do you
know
how many jokes there were at Gay Night at River Cats last year about the dinger dog?
Oh boy.
I felt bad for the person because they didn't do it as much, but they used to sell them like walking down the aisle. And I felt bad when this guy had to go up and down the aisle of a whole bunch of horny bears. And they were like, dinger dog. And people were like, yes, please.
Some of my family came to the shows this weekend, and my uncle showed me this picture of himself that was super gay looking, and he even said, like, do I look gay in this picture? I'm like, yes, you're wearing a rainbow shirt and neon flip-flops.
Aww.
you look adorable. I said, you're such a cute bear, you'd get picked up in a second. And he did not know what that meant.
Yeah.
And this is what he said.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
I love your uncle.
I was actually at an A's game not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and I said a phrase that I never thought I would say in my life, because it was kind of cold, and before I gave in and bought a long-sleeve t-shirt to stay warm, I thought maybe if I got a warm churro, that would make me, you know, warm inside.
Yeah. You wanted a warm churro inside you?
In my belly. So the churro guy is coming up.
He almost said in my mouth.
The churro guy is coming up the stairs, and he stops like a couple rows in front of where I am, and all of a sudden, he looks like he's going to go the other way. And I'm like, I see him start to go, and I'm like, I really want a churro. And this is what I yelled to him. Hey, churro guy, over here. And I could have gone, if you would have bet me 3 weeks ago that I would ever say that phrase in my life, I would have said there is no freaking way I will ever yell, hey, churro guy, up here, ever.
But I thought it was going to be, I'd have sex with him.
Yeah.
No.
Or, churro guy, I need some churro in my mouth.
Oh, speaking of things in your mouth, this is something you guys don't know about, because I just found this. This comes to us from Singapore. Speaking of Asian chicks.
Oh, I'm reading the headline.
The headline, disgruntled maid puts period blood in boss's coffee.
Why?
I don't drink coffee, people.
A domestic worker in western Singapore town of Choa Chu Kang pleaded guilty in court today to mixing her menstrual blood into a cup of coffee she prepared for her employer.
I am going to vomit.
The incident reportedly occurred last year. No motive for the crime was given. The 24-year-old Indonesian woman, who goes by the name Jumaya, had been working as a maid for a year prior to the coffee, and they say mischief. Now she faces a maximum sentence of 1 year in prison, as well as a large fine. Her employer, meanwhile, I'm not reading that. It's a terrible joke at the end of the article. So, yeah, period.
Now you have to. I want to hear the bad joke.
Her employer, meanwhile, faces a lifetime of making his own coffee.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's gross. People are weird.
The subheadline on Gawker, the category, because they categorize everything, is horrifying.
That is horrible.
So yeah, that's just it.
I just, no matter how mad I get, I'm never that mad.
Good news, Paul.
Yeah.
You can trust your coffee to you, period, blood free.
I mean, I know Paul and I make each other crazy sometime, but I would never ruin his things, hurt him, give him disgusting things to eat, use his toothbrush in the toilet. I would never do any of that.
Would you ever do waiting to exhale and burn all his shit?
No. Oh. I would never do any of that. I don't get it. To me, that's insanity. You don't hurt people. You don't hurt their property. You don't do that.
Yeah, you don't slash tires, hurt their pets.
What if it's at a dramatic point in the film and you need to do something dramatic, so you set all the shit on fire?
Oh, well, if it's for the audience's well-being.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Asia that I don't understand. Here's another story. It's supposedly a related story on Gawker. In the headline, why was a British man trying to smuggle a bag full of roasted fetuses into Taiwan?
What?
Police in Bangkok arrested a man who had in his possession 6 roasted fetuses aged 2 to 7 months. It was
how do you roast a fetus?
I don't know. It was unclear how they were
and a little balsamic.
How they were initially obtained. We have to send the bodies for a forensic test to identify whether they were fetuses removed illegally by abortion or corpses of babies. That's
again, I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, the 28-year-old British citizen of Taiwanese origin was reportedly attempting to smuggle the fetuses into Taiwan. He told investigators he purchased them on the internet. Damn you, internet. For $6,500 and was going to sell them for much more to people who planned to use them as good luck charms.
What?
Again.
You are blowing my mind today.
I know, it's crazy.
This is my good luck fetus.
Hey, we're going to the casino. Do you have your good luck fetus with you?
Rub its belly. Oh, it doesn't have a belly quite formed yet.
It's an aborted fetus. Have you tried the roasted cauliflower and fetus soup?
Oh, my God.
A black magic ritual known as Kumon Thong, an effigy soaked in an extract made from stillborn babies meant to bring its owner prosperity, is apparently still practiced in some parts of the region. So when I say I don't understand Asia and things that go on in Asia and I don't really ever want to go to Asia, these are the type of reasons why I don't ever want to go to Asia.
I can assure you when I was in Asia, I did not see any fetuses. I did see snakes and wine that people were drinking, and I saw scorpions and all sorts of things like that, but there was no fetus wine.
Oh, well, that's
you
good.
Know of.
Yeah. That I know of.
Yeah, it's some period blood wine. Meanwhile, closer to home here in Sacramento, Sacramento police dog is in stable condition. He underwent surgery on the police updated the condition on Bodie, who was shot in the face and paw when a man opened fire in the Land Park area of Sacramento on Friday afternoon. Police say the gunman, who is a dude in his 30s from Chico, he was shot to death by the Sacramento police after they fired at Bodie and his handler. And
I think Bodie's handler actually killed him. Yeah,
he did.
Good
he did.
For him.
That's what I said. When I first heard that a guy had shot a police dog and that police dog's handler had then shot and killed the guy, I'm like, good.
Yeah.
There was no hesitation. Maybe it makes me a bad person, but there was
thought the same thing.
Absolutely no hesitation on my part. Anyway, basically they were being pulled over for suspicion of a stolen vehicle. Started in the Broadway and 24th Street areas, and ended up in Land Park, which is actually a really nice, decently nice neighborhood.
Yeah,
in Sacramento, and
they were right by a school, no less.
Two schools. There were two schools in the area, so a couple schools went on lockdown. So this one fellow who's since been identified, I don't have his name, and it doesn't really matter. He's dead, and the woman who was in her 20s, also from Chico, was immediately captured by police.
Did you see why she said they didn't stop?
I did not.
Couldn't find a place to park.
Oh, yeah. That's always a problem.
I mean, that's usually what I think when I'm evading the police.
Yeah. Well, there were all those signs that said no gun parking here.
Yeah.
All those drugs.
So inconvenient.
Oh, you know, those signs that say drug and gun free zone. That's probably what it did for
them. So they were from out of town and they didn't know where to stop. So they just kept going.
They don't really drive that much in Chico.
Yeah, I guess not.
So anyway, the dog Bodie is actually doing better. And one of the things I found out over the weekend is his handler. They brought, because the canine police dogs stay with their handlers,
right?
And the handler is staying with Bodie in the vet clinic. They've got a cot in there, so he's staying with him all the time. And the vet said it was really interesting because the vet who treats these animals that get injured like that was like choked up when he was talking to reporters over the weekend about the dog and the handler and how they were all sort of working together. So
what a pussy.
Yeah, my when I was a police officer, one of my friends was a handler, and so I used to go over to her house all the time, and her dog was always there with her other just pet dogs. But he was way more obedient, obviously, than her regular
yeah,
crazy
seriously.
Dogs.
That's because Larry didn't go over. Can you imagine Larry with like a canine unit?
Oh,
he'd be like doing all this stuff or a seeing eye dog. If you're a blind guy and you invite Larry over afterward, your seeing eye dog will not do you any good.
I respect seeing eye dogs.
I have a friend in town who's blind, and he got a new dog because his dog got retired. Aww. And the dog was a little bit young and he was still sort of learning. And the dog just walked him right into traffic.
Oh.
What happens when a seeing eye dog gets retired?
They can either, same with kind of police dogs, they can either stay with the owner. Uh-huh. Usually there's an option for that, or there's adoption agencies, or they go back to the person that originally trained them. Because there's people that foster them originally.
What'd your friend do?
His went back to the original owners because they really wanted the dog.
Aww.
Yeah, they'd grown really close, and I think they had kids and stuff.
I just want to update everybody. Speaking of animals, the Ace has been behaving reasonably well for a kitten. He's sort of been running around. Larry was playing with him with a ribbon a little bit earlier. But he's been doing a lot of, like, running over, jumping onto Mel's lap, jumping on her foot, and then down between Mel and I on the couch, and then sort of running around. So there's a lot of activity going on.
He's a spunky little dude.
He is. He's got tons of energy because I think he slept the entire afternoon. Because he's got his tail up. He's full of it. Look at him. Look at those eyes. Those are the eyes of a killer.
Gotas con botas. Puss in boots.
Oh, now he's attacking my pants.
Yeah. Well, Paul, watch out. In Seattle, meanwhile, a woman wearing hot pink duct tape attacked Seattle police officers. It's not easy being a cop sometimes.
I tell you what.
A woman wearing hot pink duct tape attacked several officers trying to subdue her after she caused a disturbance at a Seattle tavern. Police say at about 8 p.m. Saturday, officers were dispatched to a disturbance at the tavern on 2nd West and West Mercer. The customer had stripped off her clothes and placed hot pink duct tape on her upper body area. When the woman was ordered to leave, she refused, then attacked the bartender and another female customer. Now, as officers were arriving, the suspect ran outside and down the street, running into the KFC Taco Bell restroom to hide. But it's not over yet. She was escorted outside and placed into handcuffs. You think it's over? It's not over.
I want to know, did she bring her own pink duct tape? I want to know where that came from.
I think she came prepared. As officers tried to place her inside the police car, she again, quote, freaked out and began kicking at the legs and head of one officer. While trying to pull her back completely inside the police car, the suspect was able to do an over-the-head backflip and tumbled out the other side of the patrol car.
That's pretty awesome.
As officers attempted to get the woman under control, she kicked one officer in the head, causing a slight concussion. Another officer was kicked in the hand, which severed the tendon in his right pinky finger.
Ew.
The third officer was kicked in the jaw, causing a slight dislocation of his jaw.
It's kind of embarrassing. They got their ass kicked by a naked lady in duct tape.
In handcuffs.
Oh, my gosh.
All three officers and the suspect were taken to Harborview Medical Center. The suspect became out of control at the hospital and had to be given medication that eventually knocked her unconscious.
See, but the opposite is, if they had totally just body slammed her and hogtied her, people would have said that they hurt her and violated her rights.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially in a place like Seattle. But and that's, again, that's actually a pretty nice neighborhood in Seattle. That's Lower Queen Anne. It's not too far from Seattle Center. I have friends who live in that neighborhood. In fact, I sent that link to my friend who lives there, and I go, "What were you doing Saturday night?" She's like, "Oh my God, that was just up the street from me." And I'm like, "I know. That's why I sent it to you."
That's insane. Oh, Ace is on the mic.
I know, it's great, isn't it? Craziness all over the place. I mean, you mentioned you've had to tackle naked people, Mel. Was it ever a crazy naked woman in pink duct tape?
It was never. Mine was a guy.
I've had to tackle a naked guy before.
I bet you have.
It's important to get a lot of contact.
Really? What do you go for when you're tackling a naked guy, Larry?
The naked guy. It's important to keep your eye on the prize.
Sure. This was a weird story that came out last week. There was a family walking on the beach in Southern California, and there were these kids that were playing with some rocks on the beach, and their mom took away the rocks and put them in the pockets of her cargo shorts. Then, all of a sudden, her pants literally caught fire from the rocks banging together.
It's insane.
I know. It's one of those things that you're like, this can't happen. but it did. And she was even on Good Morning America to sort of, they were talking about what happened. So here's the report from Good Morning America that actually comes up on my computer. Yahoo's been very weird lately. It's
yeah,
been
I've noticed your
down.
Computer's been giving you the business tonight.
It has. Here we go.
Story out of California. One mother's afternoon with her family went terribly wrong when rocks she picked up on the beach caught fire in her pocket. We're going to talk to her and her husband exclusively in just a moment, but first, ABC Cecilia Vega has the story.
These harmless-looking colored rocks collected during a family trip on this Southern California beach are now the subject of an intense scientific investigation. Lynn Heiner's daughters found the rocks last Saturday, but when Heiner put them in her pocket, their innocent family outing went terribly wrong.
There were actual flames coming off of her cargo shorts.
Crazy. These are Heiner's torched shorts, burned when those rocks caught fire. Now she is recovering from severe second and third degree burns on her hands and leg. Her husband burned too.
The husband was outside with a garden hose actually trying to cool her leg down. The fire actually set the smoke alarms off in the house.
There were seven rocks. Field tests found traces of phosphorus, the flammable orange chemical used in matches.
It'll burn right through flesh, bone, and skin. I've never heard of anything like this before.
The beach is near Camp Pendleton Marine Base, but marine officials say there's no evidence any military materials were involved. We went looking for similar rocks there with geologist Pat Abbott. We couldn't find any.
What are the chances then?
Convinced this wasn't Mother Nature's fault.
I know the orange is not part of the rock. It's not natural. It's human-made.
This morning, as Lynn Heiner recovers, she and her family are left to wonder just how these innocent-looking rocks could have caused so much damage. For Good Morning America.
So they're calling it the Hot Rocks Mystery. Danger on the beach? ?
It's pretty weird.
It is. It's one of the stranger stories I've heard, and it's just so odd. I mean, can you imagine you're walking along and the rocks are jangling in your pocket, and all of a sudden you're on fire?
No, because I do that whenever I go to the beach. I always collect rocks.
Will
a
you?
Couple.
Will
and
you
now
still
I know
do
you're
that?
Such a daredevil.
I know,
right? I don't know. It's a little scary. I'm going to keep one in each pocket.
Keep them separated.
Yeah. You got to keep them separated.
Exactly.
It's good you don't put it in your lady taco.
Why would I store rocks in my hoo-hoo?
My friend went to a spa, and one of the treatments she got was they had these small, very smooth rocks that she put in and on and around her vajayjay.
I guarantee that was illegal.
What?
How is it illegal?
I don't think that's a real spa treatment. I'm just saying. I think that sounds creepy.
It was just some fucked up thing.
Yeah.
It could be.
They're like, no, this is a hot rock massage in your vagina.
She also got a white tea enema.
What?
An enema with white tea.
Why is that better than black tea?
It clears things out, I guess.
Sure it does. That is the craziest thing. Oh. What sort of places do your friends go to? Exactly.
You know
the rape spa, apparently.
That sounds like an S&M fantasy hotel.
The rape spa. It sounds like a bad cable show.
It was an Asian place.
Oh, well that yeah. clears it up. Yeah. Couldn't be weird at all. Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear about the, you remember the whole thing where you could like put your feet into the tank of fish and it would eat away your dead cuticles? Apparently, shockingly enough, that's bad for you.
What?
Because it can pass along all sorts of infections. Ew. There's a bacteria that the fish carry that can give you all sorts of horrible, horrible skin infections.
Well, I'm glad I was never tempted to stick my feet in a pool of fish, so.
Oh, am I still coming over to nibble at your feet tomorrow?
Yeah, but your bacteria is okay.
And Ace is now on the back of Larry's neck.
He's playing Lion King.
That is hilarious.
In the circle of life.
So that was
he's sitting on the back part of the chair.
Yeah.
On my back.
Yeah, well that he's sort of taken that chair over when you weren't here, so you're kind of in his space. I know it was yours first, but still. This week Facebook had its initial public offering a couple of days ago, and Mark Zuckerberg, now a billionaire, if he wasn't before, he now is. Although since the stock went public, it's done nothing but go down.
Yeah.
In fact, he's lost several billion dollars of unreal money in the past couple of days. I know. He's a super billionaire, and then he gets married, and he goes on his honeymoon. By the time he gets back, he's only going to have, like, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Someone said if he invested the money, even conservatively, that he has right now, he would earn just from not even like risky investments.
Sure.
Interest. He would make $20 to $35 million a year for the rest of his life. Wouldn't have to do a damn thing.
Yeah, it's a crazy amount of money, but it's just interesting. There's actually an infographic. I put it on my Facebook page that tracks Facebook stock, and you can track to the minute Mark Zuckerberg's worth based on the Facebook stock.
Wow.
And it's how much stock he has, how much it's worth, how much it's going for, and how many sweaters from, I think, the Gap you could buy.
How many hoodies?
That's what it was. How many hoodies you can buy from the Gap. All right.
That's kind of funny.
So last week we did our top three, and we said if anybody had some to send them in, and guess what?
We did.
We got some from Eric in Portland. So we're going to do one, one top three from Eric in Portland. What are the three words that make you giggle? Larry, you want to start us off? I know you've got some.
I have so many. The word beaver.
Right.
Makes me giggle.
Sure it does.
Because I think it's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think the word syphilis.
It does.
Makes me giggle. I don't know why. It's just one of those words. It's like, really? Syphilis? And my final word is punani, which is a pseudo-African-ish name, slang term for your vagina.
Punani.
Mm.
Punani.
No.
And I listened to a poem once, and the woman was trying to say it, and I laughed so hard I had to leave because people were death staring at me.
That's funny.
Mel, what are words that make you giggle?
Okay, so the first one that came to mind was boobies.
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 Okay.
Boobies make me laugh. And then I asked Paul, because I was trying to think of funny words, and I learned a new word from Paul that made me laugh and laugh. And now every time I think of this word, I start to laugh, because not only is the word funny, but then when he explained exactly what this means, and I'm sure you guys know because it's a boy word. I can't say.
Well, you have to, because we don't know what it is.
Smegma.
Smegma's
a funny sounding
word. What is
word.
That?
Oh, can I? Paul's definition of smegma is the white cheese in the folds of your penis. Something like that. I might have messed it up.
My penis doesn't have folds in it, Larry.
Oh, I've been a San Diego fan. Really like hearing that.
I might have messed it up.
White cheese in the folds of your wiener? Ew, that's just so weird.
We're going to have to, just a little look behind the scenes. We had to pick that up, and you might not have been able to tell, but Ace decided to walk around on the keyboard of my computer and stop the recording. So nice.
Laughing, though.
Nice job.
Meow.
Okay. Nice. So smegma is Paul's word. Okay. So I have boobies.
Smegma.
But then I have, sphincter.
Because
I think sphincter is a funny word.
Sphincter's strong.
My sphincter hurts.
No comment.
But then one of my friends at work also said that she thinks whoops-a-daisy is just silly sounding.
Really?
Whoops-a-daisy.
I love when people say rut row when there's a mistake. It just makes me really happy. Like, rut row, missed the exit. Like, I don't know why. It's just one of those things that makes me instantly happy.
Okay, Nate, we need yours now.
Well, one
top
of
them, smegma.
One of them for me, no, I don't know that I can. One of them for me is titter, like all the titter.
The titter.
What is a titter? Oh. Okay.
It's like you're sort of like laughing and stuff like that. Mm. So that's being all a titter. You know, for some reason, I find the word clitty to be very funny.
What?
Is that an abbreviation for clitoris?
It is. It is a shorter
clitty. Like a woman needs her clitty stimulated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she does.
Oh, it's a noun?
Yeah.
I thought, like, you're being very clitty right now.
No. I would never say that. See, being cunty. There's a difference. Yeah. You know, the other one, I think eustachian. Is the other thing.
It's like the tube in your ear?
Yeah, the tube in your ear, your station tubes. That's just one of the words that makes me funny.
Does that come up often in conversation?
More often than you'd think. It's just at weird times, Dr. Oz will suddenly mention it, or Brian Williams will mention it on nightly news
and
or something like that.
Burst into peals of giggles.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of, well, I mean, it's no smegma. But
smegma.
That's
And the, I think like
I think I think scrotum is funny too.
Scrotum is funny.
Taint.
Sometimes I think onomatopoeias are funny, and the word onomatopoeia is funny. But even things that like describe things that are like squishy or moist, those always make me uncomfortable and giggle.
Girls hate the word moist.
Mel, is this true?
Moist makes me think of a yeast infection.
That's what every girl says.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a yeast infection?
I have not. I've had a UTI, but I don't think I've ever had a yeast infection.
You know what's really funny is one of my friends got a yeast infection from his girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? How did you manage that? And he goes, well, she had a yeast infection and I didn't wear a condom. I'm like, you knew she had a yeast infection and you decided to have sex with her without a condom. Yeah. And I said, well, then I don't feel sorry for you.
Like sticking your dick into a thing of cottage cheese.
I know. It's like I put my hand in the blender and I pulled out stubby bloody fingers. I don't know.
I had a girlfriend in graduate school and I just felt so bad for her. She was just super prone to yeast infections, and every single time she had intercourse, she got a yeast infection.
What?
Ugh. Every single.
Why didn't she
time.
Start using door number two?
You know, at this point she may have, but she was like married or engaged, and literally they would have sex, they would have to wait, you know, 6 weeks. They would have sex, they would have to wait 6 weeks.
Oh my god.
I couldn't imagine living like that.
Yeah, I embrace the blowjob, honey.
Yeah.
So
that's foul.
Why?
Not that. Not that. God gives you more than one hole for a reason.
Use all three, ladies. Use all three.
Use all five.
Sure. What?
Think that out.
I don't know who the other two are. Nostrils? Ear holes?
Use your other seven. Mel, have you ever been nose fucked?
No, but I got almost ear fucked once, remember?
Oh, yes, yes, we remember that.
Oh, the good old days.
And I don't want to be eye fucked because it burns.
Yeah, that would be bad. You don't want to do that.
No.
That would be terrible. That would be terrible, you know, because literally when you think of the visualization of skull fucking someone, you would think it would be in the eye hole, but not at all.
No.
Not at all. Because, I mean, even if there wasn't, like, an eyeball there, there's, like, bone, and then he'd hit the brain.
Yeah.
I would well, not in some people, but still.
That's pretty hot.
So those are the words. I think skull fucking is another one for some reason that makes me giggle. So thanks, Eric in Portland for that.
What about, you guys didn't do, like, pussy. I thought pussy for Larry would be a giggle word. No?
Boy pussy is actually boy pussy makes me angry. Like if anyone says anything about that, nope, can't handle it. Some dudes say it and I think it's wrong and it should be banned.
You don't want any boy pussy?
Ew. That was loud.
Yeah, it was,
but it was in proper response to my anger and frustration at that word.
Yeah, it's a little knocking at the back door.
I love to call vaginas tacos. It demystifies it to me a little bit. Although I really don't like tacos either all that much.
Yes.
I like taco truck tacos.
Well, and you don't want to see because
I like street tacos.
A little street taco with some sour cream on the side.
My vagina looks nothing cheese. Like a street taco.
What does it look like?
Do you really want to see it, Larry?
A little bit. Do you shave your hair?
I think it seems more clam-like.
Does your clam have hair around it?
A little.
Like a landing strip or just a trimmed front yard?
It has a high and tight. It's in the military.
Nice.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Dude, do you go to the barber for that?
Yeah, it's like a number one.
Paul always jokes that he'd be happy to do it for me, but I'm too self-conscious. I can't let anybody get that close to do that. It's just awkward.
I dare you to shave your initials, and so your pubes would have your initials.
I don't know how to do that.
And then go tan, and then go tanning, so that it like tans or burns.
Like we used to do in high school, we used to put the little Playboy bunny on us and tape.
Well, if you wanted to tan something, and all you'd have to do is take some high volume sunscreen and write it out wherever you wanted it to be, and you could put that design so that would not tan.
It's true.
So it would do the same sort of thing. Funny story it's sort of an inside joke, not really a joke, but an observation. You know our friend Noel, who
and I
like Noel a lot. Noel cuts my hair, and Noel's a good guy. But Noel has a very specific look, and
Tommy Lee meets Chris Angel,
and he's changed it up a little bit. But I was driving in Sac the other day. I'm coming out 21st Street, like 21st and J. And there was an older homeless dude with his shirt off who was on the side of the road sitting on a ledge next to the window. And I looked at him in my brain, but without even thinking, went old homeless Noel.
Oh, that's sad.
That was a little sad.
I know. It was like, oh, Then I felt bad for thinking that, but I'm like, well, I didn't really think it. It was just one of those, because you get those instantaneous things. So it's like, it's not like I sat around and thought like, what can I say about that homeless dude? How could I tie him into somebody I know?
I do. I'm giving Noel a DVD player.
Yeah. Aww. You're selling it.
For $5 American.
Yeah.
Just so I can feel like I'm a businesswoman.
Well, you know, people appreciate stuff if they pay for it, even if it's only a little bit. If you hand stuff out for free, people don't tend to put any value on it.
Yeah.
So that's, what are you doing over there? He's doing terrible things to the microphone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, your little cat's asleep.
I was saying, I'm worried. I haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, he's asleep. He's passed out. He's over there. He's passed out because he's been running around for the past hour.
Nate's pussy's been going strong.
All right. Well, that's...
never gets old.
Okay. So that's almost it for the show. It's time to wrap it up with... the segment that we always wrap our show up with, it's time for...
Small town news, everybody loves that small town news.
And small town news is brought to you by the In Your Facebook improv show. That's coming up this Saturday night at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, 8 p.m. Get your tickets at saccomedyspot.com. Come see us, come see the ACL show right after, get the combo price. And there's beer there now, so you can... drink a little bit while you're doing it.
Hells yeah.
Small town news. This is indeed small town news. There's a picture, too. The picture is of a guy with an orange vest holding a stop sign. Jerry Roger from Berlin, New Hampshire, is seen in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire, Friday, out on Route 117 at the scene of a utility pole replacement. Power was out after the pole was broken at 2:20 a.m. Friday morning, needing a new one. Roger works for the ADA Traffic Control in Bridgewater, Vermont.
Wow, that was a four-line story.
That's it.
It was almost like a haiku news story.
I know.
It was.
It's small-town news for this week. Sometimes small-town news is better when it's short and sweet and to the point.
That's true. Well, I'm glad they got their power back. Our water was out today, and I had to pee for like an hour.
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
You couldn't just go and not flush it?
Well, you know, it's a public office, and I knew people would mock if somebody peed and left it soaking.
Wait, this is California. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Not at my office.
Your office is not at all concerned with water conservation, apparently.
Nope.
Not at all. So that's it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. By the way, if you happen to hit refresh and you're like, what the hell is this ODS number 4 thing? That's the other podcast I do with Hooter and Chainsaw. It's the on-demand super show. Give it a listen if you want to and check it out. It's more of a guy-related thing about fandom. And we talk about, we reviewed the movie The Grey this past week. And
how good was that?
You know, I would categorize that if you're feeling too happy about life and things in general, you should go to see The Grey or rent The Grey. If you're thinking,
isn't that the mommy porn thing?
No, that's 50 Shades of Grey.
This is Liam Neeson. Joe Carnahan directed it, right?
Yes. Yeah. And basically what I would say is if you feel the urge to start skipping down the street, throw in The Grey because that will level your happiness right back off again. Very, very intense movie. So you can hear us talking about that and a bunch of other stuff on the On Demand Super Show. We talk about what's new in movies, music, TV.
You know what's new in music? Slash's album dropped today.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Is it any good? Have you heard any of it?
I've heard little bits of it, and it sounds good so far. The last album was amazing, so I'm hoping to get it like before the weekend is out.
Excellent.
You can go to Record Tape Outlet and buy it.
I don't know where I'm going to go, but we have to buy the actual disc so we can both burn it to our iPods.
Well, you know what you could do, Mel? You could order it from Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. That's what all the cool kids are doing.
I actually very well may do that.
That's the best way to get your stuff from Amazon. Great prices all the time. Remember, go to NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon Through Us tab at the top of the page. It helps us out. Helps us do things like buy a new microphone like the one I'm talking into now. You were able to hear Ace purr on the podcast. That wouldn't have happened before.
I kind of paid for that microphone because I've been doing a ton shit of shopping.
Well,
yay me.
We haven't gotten any money from them yet, but yeah, sort of. That's how we reinvest with the stuff. So basically when we start to get the money from them, what I'm going to do is reinvest it back into like our domain name, our website, our equipment, all that sort of stuff. It helps the show be better. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do very much appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
So that's going to wrap it up for another week of the Nate Darling Show.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Oh.
Legends.
I love Mayhem.
You
for
today's commute. Yeah,
you do. These are the best commercials of ever. Semi,
I throw a gust your way. Now, that 18-wheeler is wobbling side to side like a chubby penguin. You hit the gas to get away.
Chubby penguin.
Right as traffic stops in front of you. That blows. So get
Austin. I love him. If anybody has a Mayhem t-shirt, I want one so bad.
Like me.
Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you from mayhem like Austin.
It's funny because he was in the TV show Oz, too, where he literally did the same thing. All right, well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. This week flew right by, guys.
I know. That happens.
It does a lot.
It's because we were distracted by an adorable little kitty cat.
Yeah. I'll put a picture of Ace up on the website, too, this week, because I've got a few pictures of him looking all cute and cuddly and all that jazz.
Oh, now he's sitting looking at a little pussy. Hi.
Oh, and he's yawning big for you. All right, that'll do it for my friend Larry.
Meow.
And my friend Mel.
Ow.
Y'all have a great week. We'll see you next week, guys.
Hey sugar, what you gotta say? It started with the wind.